Relay News via remote, I'm Laurel Moonman. Lebanese citizens are cleaning up the mess of an explosion that destroyed a Beirut port, killing dozens and wounding thousands. Protesters clashed with Lebanese security forces at anti-government demonstrations in Beirut yesterday. Officers deployed tear gas on dozens of people near parliament. Demonstrators were angered by Tuesday's devastating blast, which many blame on government negligence. Meantime, the world sends support and aid. On Thursday, Cyprus, a neighboring island where many felt the blast, sent doctors. Italy, Jordan, and China sent medical personnel and equipment, and the United Nations announced that it was releasing millions of dollars to aid Beirut's hospitals, three of which were destroyed by the explosion. President Donald Trump has issued executive orders banning any U.S. transactions with ByteDance, that's the Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok, as well as the owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The order comes as the Trump administration says it's stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. A former top Saudi intelligence official says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman sent an assassination team to murder him just days after journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by members of the same group in 2018. Dr. Saad Ajabri says he fell out of favor with the Crown Prince and fled the country in 2017. In a legal complaint filed in Washington, D.C., he claims the Crown Prince continued to threaten him while he was living in Canada and that his son was warned by FBI agents that Saudi operatives were trying to kill him. Bail for the leader of a Mexican megachurch nearly doubled to $90 million after prosecutors expanded charges against him, including child rape and possession of child pornography.